Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Jonathan Shapiro, thank you for being with me on Chai FM this afternoon.
Good to be here. Thanks.
Jonathan, if I'm not mistaken, there's a bit of deja vu going on. You and I have chatted before, have we not?
Yeah, we have.
I thought so. We were in studio. That was a different time and a different world where you could stare somebody in the face and breathe their breath without actually freaking out too much. Yeah, I remember that. Remember that very well. You were doing incredible things with people with disabilities. So,
correct.
Yeah, no, I remember that well. So now, I didn't know this, you are the CEO of the South African Israel Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, so it's a pretty new position. The chamber's been around for a while, and this is a passion project for myself, and we're very excited about what's happening.
So tell me, what have you done? What have you managed to do? Like you say, it's very new, so I can't imagine all that much, especially during a pandemic. But what are your plans for the organization?
So the chamber's been around for a long time, and recently we are starting to introduce new, younger board members. And really what we've managed to achieve in the past few weeks is quite incredible. The purpose of the chamber is to increase the trade relations between South Africa and Israel, and it's to introduce Israeli technology into South Africa and vice versa. And we've been on the hunt for Israeli technology and looking to bring it here where it could dramatically improve the lives in the medical space for people in South Africa. So we started there in the medtech space, and we are about 2 to 3 weeks from signing our first deal, or facilitating the first deal, which is bringing the specific baby technology product range from Israel. And that's just the start.
Absolutely. I mean, just let's think. There's security. There's water security.
Everything
that Israel excels in is of such huge application here in South Africa. We'd think that people would be lining up to take advantage of those opportunities. Do you find that representing Israeli companies or wanting to do JVs with Israeli companies presents a challenge in the environment of South Africa?
It does. So there are definitely two objectives here. One is the commercial side, but the other is also to change the perception of Israel and South Africa. And that's something that, that's why we're focusing on the medical field, because we feel if the products that we bring in, dramatically improve the lives of South Africans, it's a good place to start. So there are challenges, but we have signed different MOUs with different other organizations in South Africa, and they've showed immense excitement partnering with the chamber to bring in Israeli tech. And these are non-Jewish organizations.
Jonathan, does it go the other way as well? I mean, we've spoken about incoming Israeli technologies and businesses into South Africa. Talk to me about the other way around, into Israel.
So 20 years ago, both South Africa and Israel were probably regarded as startup nations. South Africa kind of lost its way in that, in the innovation space. So I think there's some fantastic South African companies that would do very well in Israel. And we're starting to look at that. It definitely swings the other way, though, in terms of the amount of companies in Israel that are ripe for the South African market. So the intent is to do it both ways. But low-hanging fruit would definitely be bringing Israeli tech here. And for the reason I mentioned earlier, Israel is far ahead in a lot of the tech that we could benefit from.
Jonathan, do you think to any extent at all the Abraham Accords recently signed between Israel, the UAE and Bahrain could possibly be a game changer in any way, in that Israel could be seen as some kind of a hub for the region?
Definitely. I think all of those agreements that were signed last year and earlier this year only plays into our hands, into Israel's hands. And I think we're starting to see that. When we engage with non-Jewish affiliated organizations, there's a warm welcome. They often mention the recent agreements that have been signed in Israel between the UAE countries. So they're definitely watching. And I think, no one wants to be left behind. And I think that's really what it is. Even if they don't particularly agree with it, when the rest of the world moves in a direction, you almost don't have a choice but to follow.
In some weird way, and I'm going way off topic here, but I was thinking we almost ideally placed to almost be the broker in between Israelis and Arabs. I think as South Africans, we get the culture far more easily than I think an Israeli would. I think their very directness and just being Israeli would make it kind of challenging to do business in the Middle East. Whereas one walks through an airport like Dubai and every third shop is a South African, seems to me there is a massive opportunity for South African entrepreneurs to play a role in that space.
Absolutely. And I think this is part of the reason why we wanted to speak on Chai FM was we've recently launched our social media presence, which we're starting to build. And we're really encouraging anyone in South Africa who wants to be involved in you know, the Israel technology to get in touch with us, Jewish, non-Jewish, it doesn't matter. And as soon as, you know, as we start to build this community from all shapes and sizes, I think it can only benefit those individuals and the country and Israel. And that's really what we set out to do.
I think that's pretty awesome. So now is your chance and your opportunity to shamelessly promote yourself. Tell us where we find you, how we go about contacting you, and all those good things.
Sure. So we have a LinkedIn page now. It's South African Israel Chamber of Commerce. The acronym is SAICC. Our website is www.saicc.co.za. And my email address is jonathan@saicc.co.za.
Jonathan, I enjoyed talking to you last time, and I certainly enjoyed speaking to you this time. Please get hold of our offices when you land something wonderful and interesting that could be of interest, because this is something that I fully, fully support. So congratulations to you on your new position, and may you go from strength to strength.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for your time.